Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back to 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Mark Babbitt back on the show. Mark's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the CEO and the founder of U-Turn, the president of Switch and Shift. He is the co-author of A War Gone Social, How Companies Must Adapt to Survive, and he's one of the people we turn to when we want to put our best foot forward in the marketplace while we're keeping our sanity. Right, Mark?
Well, let's certainly hope so. Let's call it social sanity, because that's where there's so much input right now. It's hard to keep it all straight. It's hard to keep your head straight.
What is going on? Are we reaching? Have we crossed over the Rubicon from productive to hysteria with regard to digital capability to communicate in terms of the way we communicate, the way we express ourselves? Have we crossed the Rubicon, you think?
Well, it certainly seems to come in waves. I mean, in phase one of social media, not only did we find it a terrific source of information right at our fingertips, but we also found that people would misuse that information. A lot of spammers and self-promoters and the onset of fake news. And then it kind of calmed down for a little bit, probably mm-hmm. from about 2011, 2012 to the 2016 elections or just preceding that. We actually started finding value in what we were learning.
It was used as a tool. As a productive tool,
right,
you might not have liked the result of how people use it productively, but it was honest and it was you can't get mad at a hammer if somebody builds a building in front of your view. You know, it's not the hammer's fault.
right. Well, and then the 2016 election, and probably 6 months before the actual election itself, we became almost dated. And we stopped fact checking. Our common sense kind of went out the window. So, well, if a presidential candidate says it must be true,
right?
Or
a certain presidential candidate say it must be false.
Exactly right. And so it isn't just the politicians. It isn't just the red media versus the blue media. We even started picking our friends based on their views,
yeah.
and we stopped presently disagreeing, and it definitely became an issue. Now, on top of that, Jim, you take into consideration what we now call secondary trauma, right? On social media, we get to hear not only the good news and sometimes the exaggerated good news, but we get to hear all the bad news.
Tell us what secondary trauma means.
Well, secondary trauma, so let's just say you wake up in the morning, Jim, and you're in a great mood, and you go on Facebook, and you see that somebody you haven't talked to in 8 years lost their dog last night. And they're clearly upset, and they're sad, and we, of course, we're humans. We feel for them.
Right.
And all of a sudden, our mood, even three cups of coffee
right.
later,
right.
is just like, oh, man. And so that's secondary trauma when the truth directly impacts us.
And the truth is, as sorry as we are that person's dog died, we didn't really have to know it, did we?
No, that's it.
We could have learned about it later, when things had settled down. See, this is what gets me about this. And by the way, here's the way I avoid secondary trauma. I don't get up in the morning. I get up in the morning. I feel good every morning. I'm a happy camper every morning, much to the chagrin of the people around here who don't. And I get up. I'm a happy camper every single morning of my life. And the way I maintain that happiness is I do not, repeat, not go on Facebook.
Well, I think that's an important lesson for your audience.
Or Twitter, especially.
Remember
Twitter.
that going on social media is a decision. It is a choice. And maybe we block out certain times during the day. Me personally, I do go on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn every day. That is where I gather new information. And
I spend time on LinkedIn.
What my friends are doing. Yep, and LinkedIn especially. But we don't have to do that at 6:15 every morning. We can do that at 10:15 while we're having, a little break or something. And I'll tell you something else that happens, Jim, is don't get sucked in. Let's just say you do go on Facebook. You want to catch up with friends. You want to see how your family's doing. You don't have to get sucked into clicking that like button or that button or that happy button on every single post. It doesn't add anything to the conversation. You can just scan it and go, oh, I see that Richard lost his mother last night. How sad. And then you can put it on your to-do list. Actually send a personal note and say, look, I didn't want to say this on Facebook, but I'm so sorry to hear that you lost your mother. Please let us know if there's anything we can do. That means so much more to person.
That's
than
right.
clicking an icon on Facebook.
Yeah, I agree. Let me tell you another thing about this morning thing, getting up in the morning and being in a good mood and having it sucked out of you by Facebook. People, and I've talked about this a lot on the show. I wrote an article about this. When you wake up in the morning, your right brain wakes up first. Your right brain is the creative, innovative side of your being. Left brain is logical. That's where the engineer brain lives. But the crazy, why can't we do this? A whimsical part of your brain is on the right. It wakes up, Mark. Research shows it could wake up as much as 45 minutes before your left brain wakes up. This is the reason why you have all your great ideas in the shower. So my point is, if you jump on Facebook and while all that's going on, then you're not only getting some kind of this trauma thing you're talking about, but you could be sucking the creativity right out of you. Yes, it could be a double hit. What do you think? Last thoughts.
Well, that's it right there. And why would we want to start our day like that? Again, remember, going on social media every morning, first thing when you get up, last thing you do before you go to bed, that's a choice you do not have to make.
How about this? How about this? Hire a social media filter and say, tell me if there's anything I need to know today. What do you think about that, Mark?
That'll work.
I'm thinking about doing that. Hey, hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with our good friend Mark Babbitt. Mark, I need your website quickly, please.
Uturn.com.
Youtern.com. His book is called A World Gone Social.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.